Welcome back to Relevant, the podcast that aims to make Jesus Christ a more real and relevant part of every day. Oh my gosh, it's time for another Q&A. Oh my gosh, hey. It's so fun. I'm going to preface this the way that we always preface these because I feel like it's kind of nice to know where we're coming from for these. Mm-hmm. But growing up, Elle and I just had this friend group that was so good, like literally just some of the best people. And whenever like things were getting kind of rough for any of us, I don't know, sometimes we just all kind of talk it through, and like none of us are prophets, none of us have PhDs, but you know what? Like bringing everything up in like a space of faith, like we all kind of came to a lot of like, I don't know, we came to our own answers about things.
Spirit was there.
Yeah, the spirit was totally there.
Spirit taught us, yeah.
Yeah. So we just like want to provide that space of faith to have, I don't know, to like throw and rebound around questions. Because we know not everyone has that. So take what you will, leave what you will. But yeah, kind of a fun little space of faith to talk about life. So, yep.
Amen. What should we do first?
Which one do you think? We got a lot of ones about dating and engagement, which is really,
really fun. Yeah, should we just start there?
Yeah. Here are all the ones we got. What is your engagement story / journey? I'm sure you're all talking to me for sure. We got, how do I know if the guy I'm dating is the right one? Then we have dating / marriage / talking to guys advice.
Yeah. So I don't know. I feel like there's a lot of advice about dating and marriage out there, like
so much.
Like everyone's like so happy to be like, oh my gosh, here's the best marriage advice I've ever received. Let me tell you.
Yeah.
Like, but so I was just trying to think of like maybe just like the best thing that I could share that's helped me. And I think the biggest thing is just that, to include God in the process. I think that I could never have felt good about the decision to get married unless I had been asking God along the way.
Yeah.
You know, like I constantly kind of relied on the earlier promptings that I had received and all the times that I did feel good about it. And I think just in general with the people that you're dating and stuff, it's really important to just, like, that's something that's so relevant in our lives right now because we're young adults.
Yeah.
And so because of that, it's relevant to God, you know, and he wants to help us. He wants to guide us to the people that are going to help us grow. And yeah, I think one other thing is just like this question, how do I know if the guy I'm dating is the right one? And one thing that I learned was I did some life coaching over the summer, and my life coach was like, no one else is going to be there like making anyone the right one for you. Like, you pray about it, you ask God, and once you receive his approval, you're the one who like makes it right. Like you choose. You don't, like, it's not like, oh my gosh, when you know, it's like when you choose and you get to decide. And then you go for it, and you're the one who puts in the work and who makes it the best that it can be, you know?
Yeah.
And obviously, God is so integral in the whole process. But I don't think it's like, there's not going to be a fairy godmother that just comes down and says, ding, okay, this is the right one. Like, there's so many amazing people in the world. And so at the end of the day, it's like, you get to choose. And of course, like, including God in the process of choosing.
I love it, especially that the first tip that you said, like including God in the process. I mean, obviously we're going to say something like that. Like,
yeah,
this is relevant. You know, we're not just going to be like, so the latest scientific research, because I don't feel qualified to do that. But like,
watch The Bachelor, follow his pattern. Just kidding.
Quote me on this. Daisy will win this season. I am certain of it. Okay. I just need everyone to know that I was right. Okay. When the final episode comes out. But what you said, like, I just feel like you really did such a good job of including God throughout the whole time, like, like you really do practice what you preach. Like, just like you really did. Like, I just remember you would like call me and like talk through it. And I feel like you did a really good job of having those North Star moments, like, in your brain. You know, you're like, oh, like, blah, 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 this happened. But I remember this moment where I got revelation on this, like, and I'm just holding on to that.
Yeah.
And I just feel like that's a really good kind of, like, pattern to, like, copy. Like, if, you know, just, like, those moments where you feel like you get something that is clear and it is solid about dating or anything else, like, put a star next to it, you know, and then be like, this is a North Star moment for me. That, like, when I start to rethink this, like, I'm going to look back and be like, I put a star next to that. There was, like, this one has a stamp from God. I remember feeling really good about this. Like, when things get confusing, I'm going to refer back to that. And I feel like you did a really good job of, like, holding on to God, you know?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard. I mean, with any major life decision, there's going to be a lot of second guessing, or, like, maybe not second guessing, but, like, it's just difficult.
Yeah.
For some, especially, I don't know, for me, I really struggle making decisions, so.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like you said, with anything, you got to rely and hold fast to the revelation you do receive.
Yeah.
You know, because you can't deny it.
Yeah. And no one else is going to hold on to it for you, like you said. Mm-hmm. Like, you have to be the one protecting it. You know what I mean? You have to be the one that's keeping it on your mind.
Yeah.
I think the only thing that I would add, I mean, the advice I would give myself. You know, little me, like 12-year-old me, like, hey, girl, like, this is what's coming. Oh, you know. Oh, 12-year-old Amelia. But, like, I feel like what I would tell myself after having gone on so many dates, literally, oh, my gosh, I would just say calm down. Like, I just feel like it's so easy to take everything so dang, seriously.
That's what I was literally just thinking. I'm
like, it's so serious.
Can we just have fun? Like, just have fun with it.
Literally. Like, looking back, there are so many, like, people where I was like, oh, my gosh. Like, is this – could this be the one? And then I was so, like, caught up in that like, I wish I could go back and, like, actually live those dates, because I couldn't even enjoy them because I was just thinking about the future. But I'm up in Logan right now with Ella recording this for the first time. This is my first time in Logan, everyone. So fun. And my brother's also up here too, which is so fun. So he came over and we watched a show. We watched X-Files. And it was an episode that I'd already seen. And it's just kind of a spooky show, you know what I mean? And so Ella and Jess are sitting next to me and Oliver, and me and Oliver had already seen this episode. And, like, a scary part would happen, and, like, Ella and Jess would, like, jump, and then Oliver and I were just, like, chilling over there, you know, just, like, enjoying it, you know?
Yeah.
We had seen the ending, you know what I mean? And now jumping back, this is a little random, but I'm in a class right now, and my teacher is President Nelson's granddaughter.
Cool.
And she said, you guys, the most optimistic person I've ever met in my entire life is our prophet, is President Nelson. She's like, he seems optimistic on screen, but you guys, in real life, he is 10 times more optimistic.
Wow.
Like, he is just optimism incarnated. Like, and I just think about, like, that comparison. Like, who is the one who probably just sees the future more than anyone? Him. You know what I mean? And talking to Christ, who sees the future? Him. You know? So I think just, like, in anything but in dating, like, the way to just be optimistic and peaceful and excited about things is tying yourself to Christ, because he's seen the ending. He's not jumping at these jump scares. Mm-hmm. And the more you're with him, like, he'll help you to see so that you're not jumping and you're not freaked out and so scared about it, you know? So.
That's so good. I love it.
That's my thought.
The last thing, I also did find one podcast that was really good and helpful. It's called Relationship Anxiety Podcast. I think that's just the full name of it, but we'll link it. And if you or someone you know is, like, struggling with that, it's a really good resource. So
nice.
And I think the lady who does it is Christian. Cool. So she does episodes about, like, God and sort of, you know, any challenges with that. So
that's awesome.
Cool.
Great.
Let's see. Also, can we just say that you guys are so funny? We had so many of you say, like, oh my gosh, my friend thinks you're hot, or I'm gonna ask you on a date.
I haven't gotten that in my
head. And I don't know who, which of us you're referring to, yeah.
But one of us is married, so.
So.
Anyway, we just thought that was really funny.
Yeah, it was, it's
just, we were like ready for some serious questions, and then it was like.
You don't know this, but I have a crush on you. Wow. Yeah, wow. So good.
So.
Or flattered. Thrilling. Okay.
Beautiful.
Someone asked, I'm ready to graduate high school and I feel like I've hit a wall emotionally. What can I do? And then we also had another question that says, I feel like I'm constantly failing no matter how hard I desire to be better. I know that God isn't going to give up on me, but I feel like I've given up on myself. How do I get back to a good spiritual spot? Mm. So we kind of like thought those were kind of together of like, yeah.
Yeah. For the one that says, I feel like I'm constantly failing no matter what. We did a really, really good episode about like self-loathing and like just frustration with self. And it's called Only Begotten Son. And we recorded it in August. So I would like highly recommend going to listen to that mm-hmm. one. It's just like, if you need like something on that.
Yeah.
I just feel like we did it pretty thoroughly. Yeah. What do you think?
So in Sunday school today, someone briefly mentioned the talk by Elder Jeffrey R. Holland called Be Therefore Perfect Eventually. And let me just say, I really appreciate this question because I feel like I very much relate to it.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of times I'm just like, oh man, like I'm trying, but like I'm just not good enough. Like I just could always be doing more. And I just like kind of get in my own head. And I think that that's a lot of times what we do. We get in our own way. We think like
totally.
It's all about what we're doing and we're never doing enough and blah, blah, blah. But in this talk, Elder Holland talks about how he says this little quote. He said, it's super short, but he just said, I believe in his perfection.
Mm.
And I know we are his spiritual sons and daughters with divine potential to become as he is.
Yeah.
And so when I just read that, I was just thinking like, do I believe in his ability to perfect me? It's not my ability. It's literally not about what I'm doing or anything. It's about his perfection. And I think that we could all benefit from focusing more on what he is doing in our lives rather than what we're doing. You know?
That's really good.
Like, maybe in my prayers, instead of being like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry I did this and this and this and I messed up here, maybe we could be like, oh my gosh, thank you so mm-hmm. much for you doing this and you did this so well in my life and I saw you in this moment today. I think if we focus on our love for him, we're automatically, like, his grace is going to flow through us and we're just going to automatically become more like him.
I think that was the perfect thing to say. Like, and that quote reference, like focusing on his perfection. I feel like the two things that most get in the way of me just enjoying life and getting super caught up and tangled to the point where it's like not fun anymore. And like dating, like we talked about, is not fun anymore. And it's just intense, you know, is I think two things. Number one, not understanding the nature of Christ. Like, I feel like the closer you get to his perfection, like, the more you really understand what his perfection looks like, life just gets so chill. You're like, oh, he's got it. You know what I mean? Like, this is who I'm teamed up with. Like, oh, it's like getting a group assignment and you get, like, the class pen. You're like, oh, we chilling. Like, we're going to get an A because you know how to pull this weight, you know?
So
I think
true.
Just understanding whose team you're on, you're like, oh, we are fine. And then the second one, understanding your own mind. I feel like all the things that have caught me up has just been like seeing the world in a way that isn't healthy, like a literal framework that I needed to go to therapy to fix, like literally like it had nothing to do with my actual sins or not sins, you know. It was just like me not having enough self-compassion. And I feel like therapists, like, they're trained in helping you to see the world in ways that are more healthy, you know? Yeah. So like sometimes it might not even be what you're doing or not doing, but like you could just use some more support. And I think,
or you could just be thinking about it in an unhealthy way.
Yeah, totally. So cool. Try those out. That might help.
I'll link the talk also. It's so good.
And I'll link my therapist, JK. She's mine. Okay. So let's do. I really, really like this one. It says, what's been a moment that made your life turn around mentally, spiritually, etc.? I don't know why, but when I saw this, I was like, I just want to ask this person. Like, it's such like a thoughtful question that like, I just feel like this person has a lot of those moments.
Yeah. And
I just want to invite you to reflect. Like, everyone just pause and reflect on this question. I feel like you'll get more answers from this question, from the spirit answering it right now, causing you to reflect and bringing up those memories for you than you'll even get from us.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, I'm going to answer this with kind of an inception answer. A moment that turned things around for me was when I figured out how to turn things around. I remember it was like senior year, and I was a senior in high school, and I think I just wanted more of those moments where you feel God talking to you. And I was like, maybe this could work. I'm going to pinpoint a handful of moments that I've had in the past and like see if there are any patterns, and then see what like the common catalysts were so I can recreate them. And so I wrote some of them. I remember like writing some of them down, and I can't remember what they were because I don't have my journal on me or anything, but I'm sure they looked something like, oh, like number one, this boy led me on for weeks, and then I hit a breaking point and ended up crying and then had no other option but to say an intense prayer. And then boom, I said it like a prayer from the depths of my soul, and then I felt God.
Or
like, oh, I failed the ACT and all my hopes went down the drain, and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna be a failure. And then I said a prayer where I really meant it from like the bottom of my soul, and then I felt like I got an answer from God. And so basically I was like, oh my gosh, here's the equation: bad thing, say a prayer with my whole soul, and then I get God. And then I just had this really distinct thought that was like, Amelia, the catalyst is not the bad thing that happened. The catalyst is the freaking prayer, okay? And you just happen to only ever say these types of prayers from the bottom of your soul when bad things happen. But you don't have to wait to say those types of prayers. And that was just, like, pretty game-changing for me, and it reminded me of this scripture in Alma in the Book of Mormon that says, because you were forced to be humble, you were blessed. But blessed are those who humble themselves without being forced to be humble. And I used to hate this scripture. I used to hate this scripture because I thought it was saying, like, I interpreted it wrong. I interpreted it as, like, God loves those people more. God loves the people more who do things without being forced. But then I was like, no, that's not what it is at all. But, like, these people feel God's love more frequently because they're not limiting the circumstances that they feel it in, you know? Like, they're just feeling it more frequently because they're not only feeling it on these moments where God is knocking on, they're feeling it on the happy days, on the confused days, on the embarrassed days, on the excited days. Like, no emotion is limiting their reason to pray, you know? Yeah. And so I feel like ever since then, it's been like, oh my gosh, like, I want to feel God, like I can feel him right now. And so I don't know, I think it reminds me of, there's this quote that's like, there's only one difference between the word change and the word repentance, and it's that the word repentance is just change with Jesus added in. And so, like, I don't know, I just love that, like, you can turn things around whenever, and you can turn around yourself, or you can turn around with Jesus. And when you repent, like, all that is changing with Jesus with you.
That's so good. I feel like I've been listening to that scripture wrong my whole life until this moment. So thanks for...
I used to feel like hated by God. I was like, oh my gosh, okay, you will never favor me then, because I really only reach out when I am humbled, you know?
The moment that I thought of I don't know. I think most of the time I have experiences that aren't necessarily like a life turnaround moment, you know, like it's still like revelation, but it's not as much like a complete 180. Like it's just like little course corrections.
Yeah.
But one thing that I did, and the experience that came to my mind was I was serving my mission. I had been out for like 6 months or something. And I was just kind of like sick of it. Like I was just okay, like I feel like I've gotten to know what I got, what I wanted. And like, am I still going to do a whole year of this? Like this is losing its glamour.
Yeah.
And it was cold. It was like winter time. It was COVID. And I was like, okay, I'm not really sure if I can still do this for a whole year. Like this seems terrible. And I was driving and I just remember having a thought like, you don't have to do it because you want to do it. You can just do it because you love Jesus.
Ooh.
Like you can do it for him because he can't do it. He can't drive around in Ohio every day and call people on the phone and knock on their doors in the freezing cold weather. And I mean, I guess he could, but he chooses to let us do that for him. And I just like, it was a complete turnaround. Like I was like, wow, I totally will keep going because I love God and I don't have to feel like I love doing this. I can just rely on my love for God and he'll just carry me through. And it seriously changed my mission. And I think my whole just outlook, because I think that a lot of times there are things that you don't want to do, but there's always a way to just do it for God. You know, like even just like doing the dishes, like it's like, oh, like I don't really want to do this, but you know, my roommates don't. So I'm going to serve them and do it for them, you know, like, anyway. Yeah. It was powerful for me.
That's really good. I'm glad that you brought that like mission experience in there too. Cause we had a couple questions about missions, which are so awesome. And I feel like we got enough that we're going to dedicate either an episode or maybe a series on missions. So
yeah.
Keep that in mind, and we didn't forget about your questions. We're just going to hit them even harder, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, well, awesome. I think we'll call it there. But, okay, before we, like, officially end this episode, one fun thing is that we were guests on an episode with Desiree, a book. So if you want to listen to that episode, it was so fun, and it was so cool. It was about women in scriptures, so we'll put the link in the description as well.
But yeah, for sure, listen to it.
Check it out. It's pretty fun.
It was fun times. And as always, if you like this episode, please give us a little review, a little rating. That would really help us a lot. And thanks for all your questions. And we'll see you next week. Bye. Bye. I think the last one is just this. Oh, wait. We have this one. Did we already do this one? I don't think we did that one.
I think we paired it
did
with...
Did we?
Oh.